Today's meditation is taken from Proverbs chapter 8 and reading various verses. The theme, as usual, is wisdom. What is wisdom? There are descriptive words, attributes, and there are also wonderful phrasings. Let me read the passage. And then I'll offer some reflections and we will conclude with a prayer. Does not wisdom call and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights, beside the way at the crossroads, she takes her stand. Beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portals, she cries out. To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live. O simple ones, learn prudence. Acquire intelligence, you who lack it. Take my instruction instead of silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than jewels, and all that you may desire cannot compare with her. I, wisdom, live with prudence, and I attain knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is hatred of evil. Pride and arrogance and the way of evil and perverted speech I hate. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than gold, even fine gold, and my yield than choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness and along the paths of justice, endowing with wealth those who love me and filling their treasuries. Amen. Where is wisdom to be found? According to Proverbs, she is everywhere and she cries out to be heard. But more than that, she cries out to be chosen, pursued, and embraced above all else. This passage emphasizes several things about wisdom. First, wisdom is more valuable than all other valuables. Silver, gold, and fine jewels are mentioned, and they represent those things we value much, material and otherwise. Wisdom is more valuable than all other valuables. Second, wisdom is attainable by those who truly seek her. Quote, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. Wisdom is attainable by those who truly seek her. And as wisdom is attainable, one can also, quote, acquire intelligence and, quote, learn prudence. Both intelligence and prudence are attributes of wisdom, you know. The alternative is remaining, quote, simple. And being simple is choosing to be ignorant, willfully ignorant, rather than intelligent about oneself, one's motivations, and how to better relate to others with compassion and discernment, which is wisdom. Also, like other passages in Proverbs we've already explored, the pairing of words is a poetic device emphasizing what is stated. And so, walking in the way of righteousness and the paths of justice. This means gaining knowledge in how to be, quote, discreet and prudent. You know, to be discreet is to behave or speak in such a way as to avoid causing offense or revealing private information. And to be prudent, which is another paired word with discreet, is to govern and discipline one's behavior and exercise good judgment. You know, to respect somebody, you know, is to be prudent and discreet with them and what they share with you and all their vulnerability, for them to feel safe to share their vulnerability. This is a way of wisdom. And it is also, as the passage states, to resist arrogant behavior and perverted speech. You know, to be arrogant and to have perverted speech is to think you're better than others, to dismiss them, to put them down, and to speak negative things about them. And so all of this, you know, is about righteousness or justice, which is a wisdom, and it's the way or the path to understanding what love means in the real nitty-gritty of life, where relationships can be challenging. And unless we desire this above all else and value this above all other treasures, that is wisdom, we will never be endowed with the wealth it can provide us, spiritual wealth. What do you think? Do you truly want wisdom above all other things? Will you commit to the righteousness and justice it demands? Will you grow in prudence and discretion? Will you temper any arrogance in you and any perverted speech that tears others down? Let us pray. Thank you, O God, for awakening us and stirring us toward the way of wisdom. Give us a greater passion for it and for dimensions of it that can be a challenge for us. May we resist the arrogance of perceiving ourselves as so much better than others, more righteous and just, better in discerning what is right from what is wrong. Make us humble, open, receptive, and compassionate above all else. May we keep discovering the joy in exercising good judgment, prudence, care, discretion, and tenderness when engaging others, and especially those who are vulnerable, vulnerable on the one hand, and those who can trigger us on the other. May we keep discovering the joy in exercising good judgment, prudence, care, discretion, and tenderness when engaging others. We so pray, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen.